Gazette reader Dan McLennan asks, have you been vaccinated with both shots against COVID-19? I think this is a fair question for anyone seeking a leadership role during the fourth wave of a pandemic. All candidates had 60 words to answer. Mayoral candidates. Angela Wood. I support vaccinations and encourage individuals to seek medical advice in determining vaccine eligibility. My legal education and understanding of our laws inform my actions, and normalizing invasive questions among our peers defies our laws that protect discrimination and privacy. No inference to be made here. Leadership is about respect and doing what is right even when it is difficult. David Letourneau. Yes, I have received both shots as of June. Kathy Heron. Yes, as a matter of fact, I have now had my third shot. Bob Russell. I received my shots in mid-March and early April, and as soon as I have my flu shot, I intend to apply for a booster shot as well. Council candidates. Ken McKay. Absolutely, as soon as I was eligible. My wife and adult son are also fully vaccinated. Donna Kawahara. Absolutely, yes, as a healthcare professional, I stand by the vaccine recommendations and had my first dose in April and second in June. As candidates, we need to set examples of expected behavior and be positive role models for citizens. We receive vaccines so that we can protect citizens who legitimately cannot take the shots. Natalie Jolie. Yes, when I received my second dose, I commented that I was being vaccinated for my under 12 kids, for those who are immune compromised, for our healthcare system, and for our businesses, so they can stay open and thrive. I'm incredibly proud that St. Albert is a leader in Alberta in vaccination rates. Shelley Bierminski. I feel this question to be nothing but divisive. To proudly flaunt personal vaccines would immediately be abandoning those who cannot have a vaccine for various reasons. I will vote for compassion and respect of privacy. Jennifer Cote. I fully support the use of vaccination. However, the choices people make in maintaining good health are personal and should remain that way. We have robust legislation around this, requesting that individuals disclose any personal medical health information on a public platform is not supported by the Health Information Act or related privacy legislation. Leonard Wilkins. Yes, I have two vaccinations against COVID-19. My wife and all three of my children also have two vaccinations against COVID-19. Louis Sobolewski. Yes, I am fully vaccinated, two shots. Kevin Jess. Yes, as have my wife, all our children and their partners. This is the only logical and sustainable path out of the grave situation we find ourselves in. Wally Popick. Yes, both my wife and I received our COVID-19 shots. If a booster is going to be made available, we will get that as well. Ross Gaffey. Both my wife and I have been fully vaccinated. I have answered the question, but I must state that asking someone to provide details of their personnel medical or health history is not appropriate. The confidentiality of such medical records should be respected. Sandy Clark. Yes, I have two shots and am prepared to receive any boosters made available. Sheena Hughes. This question only encourages division in our community. It violates health and privacy laws, which work to protect individual personal information, and should not be superseded by curiosity. Some have made assumptions about others, including about myself, based on a willingness to defend what little is left of our constitution and health privacy laws. These assumptions are unfounded and often incorrect. Joseph Trapani. Yes, I have been vaccinated for both shots. I believe since council works in and out with people, they should all be vaccinated. Mike Ferguson. Yes, I am double vaccinated. The anti-vaxxers should head to the local library. Memberships are free. A book called Vaccine, The Controversial Story of Medicine's Greatest Lifesaver. Sean LeMay. Yes, I've been vaccinated twice. I'd like my third, but others need it first, so I'll be patient and wait. Vaccination is the quickest, safest way to save lives and get ourselves, and our economy, back to normal. Wes Broadhead. Yes, two doses of Moderna, last one administered June 2, 2021. Rachel Jones. Yes. Mike Killick. Yes. Isadore Stoiko. Yes, I have, and I believe in the science and support the medical community in these trying times of the pandemic. Gilbert Contine. Me, my wife, and my daughter have been vaccinated. I can't wait until my 5-year-old cancer survivor has access to a vaccine. Sickness has been eradicated in the last 100 years with vaccines. It is known they are efficient. My knowledge as an engineer leads me to see that it is the thing to do.